Yes, we know that you don't need any more evidence, but today we will deliver hardcore proof that our entire judiciary has been weaponized against all of us. And also, God bless Vladimir Putin. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. We would first like to ask you to keep the people of Maui, the innocents, in your prayers. Under attack, likely by our own government, a murderous corporate crime syndicate using directed energy weapons. Nothing about this attack being carried out on the island looks like random arson. But we live under the empire of lies. We live under a murderous crime syndicate. A regime that likes to act like we're friends to the oppressed of the world. We welcome so many refugees and so many migrants, our government says, because these are the people that are fleeing persecution or escaping genocide. And if we don't let them in, the line goes, they would have nowhere else to go and would surely be killed. They would die. They would meet their maker. Well, we call this the regime the Empire of Lies for a reason. They lie. A lot of the people who come here aren't fleeing persecution. No, they're the ones who caused it. You know Ilhan Omar. She came to America as a refugee, like so many others, so why were her family refugees? Oh, that's right. Because her father served in the oppressive government of a Somali dictator, and when that dictator rightfully got the heave-ho, well, time to move to America and sponge off of the benefits. Oh, and while we're at it, let's scam the welfare system also by having Ilhan marry her gay brother for a while. Yeah, that's America. As we speak right now, we're taking in plenty of scammers and rapists and murderers. Would-be terrorists from Iraq and Afghanistan and the other countries that we've smashed to smithereens. But really, America doesn't have any interest in the actual victims of calculated persecution. People like, say, the whites of South Africa, hundreds of whom are killed every year in acts of calculated violence against them. The third largest political party in South Africa proudly campaigns by singing about murdering all whites, seizing everything that they own and everything that their ancestors struggled for centuries to build. Seriously, South African mobs routinely find isolated farms in South Africa, and then they break into them, and then they butcher the inhabitants. Not to steal anything, no, not to provide for themselves, not to support their families, no, simply because they love the torture and they love the killing. South African farmers banded together to arm themselves and protect themselves. So in response, a South African court ordered that they have 300,000 guns confiscated from them. Because yeah, as always in genocidal and totalitarian states, self-defense is illegal. Think you're immune? See Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, if we needed a regime to topple for the sake of actual justice, the race hatred-based regime in South Africa would be the perfect place to start, but it'll never happen. No, instead, we prop up their violent and insane anti-white policies and killing, which have now caused so much damage that South Africa literally can't keep the water running or the lights on. That sounds like the summer of 2020. But fortunately, even if America hates the Boers, the white farmers of South Africa have not been completely abandoned. Thanks to Russia. In Russia, right now, plans are afoot to build an African village about halfway between Moscow and St. Petersburg. And really think about it, it's the perfect pairing. Russia has unlimited land, but it needs people. And who better to fill that land than incredibly talented and industrious people like the South African Boers? The goal is to attract up to 3,000 Boers, but if this works, the program will be expanded to resettle Boers all over Russia. Russia publicly says that they hope to attract conservative-minded people who are fans of Russian values like Christianity and the family. This is the kind of asylum that America used to offer the world. We were the ones who took in persecuted, hardworking Christians. That's why America has the Amish, the Mennonites, the Quakers, the Baptists, and more. But today this country has changed. So now instead, Russia is stepping into the gap. Why are we supposed to hate Russia again? Oh, that's right, because one day Vladimir Putin just woke up and suddenly decided to be a war criminal and invade Ukraine. No, we hate them because Vladimir Putin rejected the one world governance that's coming our way. We hate them because Putin kicked the criminal central banking cabal, the Rothschilds, out of his country. We hate them for their nationalism and for their values and for their faith. We hate them because they remind our elites too much of what we used to be when we were a great country. Lauren Witzke is the executive producer here on the Stu Peters Network. She's had a lot to say about all of this, and she has more to say about it now. What say you?
Well, here's the thing. Russia is becoming what America should have been. And if you watch, they were very smart. Putin was very smart in selecting who he allowed into his country. Now, these South African white farmers are very productive people. They're self-efficient. They're going to make Russia great again, essentially. And if you look at the comparison between America, who we import, versus Russia, what we import, you can really tell the values. They're importing new voters. Essentially, in America, they import people like Ilhan Omar. They import people from Somalia who are going to vote for the handout every time. They import people from the third world countries who are going to vote in favor of government assistance, cash assistance program. And if you find out, if you look at American demographics, they made an announcement a couple days ago that Generation Alpha, the generation after Generation Z, is going to be minority white. Mission accomplished. Well, Putin, as opposed to importing the third world, he has decided that they're going to import people with their values. Now, he specifically said that these South African farmers are of European descent. They're Orthodox Christians who support their American tradition, or not American, but traditional family values. So they are bringing in people who share their values. Why is America and our government importing people who don't share American values? They aren't Christians. They participate in actually demonic religions. A lot of them, they're into voodoo, they're into Allah, and they are replacing the American people who came here fleeing religious persecution. That's why America was founded. It was a place for Christians who were fleeing persecution so they could practice Christianity freely. That's what America is based on. But now we are being outnumbered by these imported migrants who do not share our values, do not share our religion, our culture, and they're lazy, Stu. That's the thing. Nobody wants to talk about how these immigrants that we are bringing in are lazy. Russia made a good call because these are hardworking South African farmers who want to provide for their country. They want to build up the place that they're living in. And it's just, why does America make the decisions it makes? Because these people vote for the handout every single time. And we're watching as America could be completely unrecognizable in as little as 5 years. Why are our politicians doing this to us? Why is the American government trying to replace the people that we have here and import violent migrants every single day? You're hearing about
federalizing every single aspect, taking the power away from the states, taking the power away from states attorneys general, taking the power away from police chiefs and county sheriffs by federalizing law enforcement, federal money to have federal task forces. Those task forces then, of course, blow down the doors of anybody who even so much as looked at the Capitol on January 6th. These people target parents who are rejecting critical race theory or toxic transgender poison in the schools. And so that's what our federal bureaucracy is busy doing, is smashing all of the people that now Vladimir Putin is saying that they are going to go ahead and import, people with Western values, people with Christian values, people who enjoy nationalism, people who enjoy liberty and freedom. And what do you think Vladimir Putin will do with these people if they come there and start terrorizing the streets? Or what do you think that they'll do if they start targeting the other white people of Russia and then just tearing them down or looting and burning their stores to the ground? What do you think Vladimir Putin would do if these people came in there and just started, you know, raping and looting and robbing and stealing and practicing in the trade of fentanyl and other poisons, injecting them into the streets so that our kids can die? I would bet that he would probably kill them. And I bet that that would stop that activity very quickly. But we don't do that here because actually that is exactly the type of activity that we want to import to this country. Donald Trump got in a whole lot of trouble when he said Mexico isn't sending their finest. Who was it that he was talking about? Rapists, murderers, killers. Who are the people that are now doing all of those things with impunity? The people that are being imported over the border. Every single state in this country is a border state. I just saw 7 school buses in tandem yesterday, all filled with, you know, Latin Americans, Mexicans, Latinos, unmarked school buses being driven by purple-haired freak shows with their hats backwards. No doubt I knew exactly that those buses were loaded with illegal immigrants, aliens that were here illegally, being imported into, you know, rural Wisconsin, of all places, where my hunting land is. I was up there to check the cameras. So that's what's happening, and it's going to happen all over our country. And so people say, well, I live in the country. I'm safe. That's actually not true, because you know why? You have an empire of lies, a corporate crime syndicate, a murderous regime that is intentionally snuffing you and your family out. If you are a Christian, specifically a white Christian, specifically a white male Christian, you have the biggest target on your back that anybody could ever have, and it's all being perpetuated and carried out by the government.
It's true. And, you know, they consider white men a national security threat, white Christians. You know, the FBI was going after Catholics and super conservatives, parents at school board meetings. We have a government that's been weaponized against the American founding stock of this country. Did you think our founding fathers had any idea that America would become this? Yet they want you to believe that Putin is the bad guy and we got to ship billions and billions of dollars, loot the U.S. Treasury in order to fund this war that nobody asked for. And let me tell you who's dying in this war. It's white Christians. This is just a ploy to kill more white Christians, wipe them off the face of the earth. If they, you know, can't get them to not reproduce, they'll just kill them in war. And that's why you have the LGBTQ agenda. That's why you have these endless wars. It's a massacre. It's a genocide. That's why you saw that the vaccine was marketed specifically to our elderly on Fox News, white baby boomers. That's who they were targeting. And they wiped out a lot of the conservative voting base. It was not only an electoral strategy, but it was a strategy that would manipulate and ruin the future of America. They will not be outnumbered. And they are very determined to see this all the way through. You think they're going to let up and stop? Absolutely not. But they want you to believe that Putin is our number one enemy, when really it's our own U.S. government.
Yeah. And we didn't mention, of course, that it is not just Mexicans coming across the southern border at will. By the way, it's completely wide open. The military of this country is failing to do its one absolute duty, which is to protect the sovereignty of our border and to protect our citizens from a physical invasion that would cause harm to them if our country were to be invaded. They're completely absent. So they're a failed military. They're an overtaken military, and they're failing to do that. But us, of course, then the terrorists from, you know, these sand countries that we're obsessed with going and bombing because we have to stick our agenda and our missiles everywhere. They're coming across, like extremist terrorists are coming across, pirates and Somalis that are, you know, pillaging and raping and taking advantage of the welfare system. Then, of course, you have the Chinese, military-aged young men and all of their fentanyl that's, you know, manufactured in China. All of that is coming across our border. Physical invasion, and it's happening here because we live under the empire of lies. And so right now, you know, Vladimir Putin, I'll say it again. He is the one man that I can see from where we sit that is standing between what's left of this free world or any freedom on this planet and whatever this one world governance is that is coming our way. Whatever this new world order, this great reset, Agenda 2030, whatever you want to call it, that Klaus Schwab and his 6 psychopathic sycophants are trying to carry out here, he is the one man standing in the way of it. God bless Vladimir Putin. And God bless you, Lauren Whiskey. Thank you so much for being here.
It's true. And Putin will see this. His military leaders are watching the Stu Peter Show. That is confirmed. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. The good work cannot be done without an entire team that helps. And the good work is actually really easy when all you're doing is telling the truth. Not always comfortable, not always easy. Yep, you'll get some chinks in your armor. But really, nothing is more simple than just delivering the truth. I'm not here to make friends. And I don't care who likes me. But I lay my head down at night and I know what side of the war I am on. This is a war of good versus evil. I want to tell you about the people that help us do all of this every day. People that make this possible are our friends over at Gold Co. They also help to provide a hedge against hyperinflation, criminal taxation, forever wars, costing you everything in your IRA, your 401k, your investment accounts, your checking accounts, your savings accounts. Get physical gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Mention the Stu Peters Show. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call Goldco. 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
The pandemic changed our world forever. Lies, murder, and heartless profiteering destroyed the sacred trust between a family and professionals in medicine. It also opened the door for true heroes to step up and restore confidence so we can handle anything the enemy throws at us. The Wellness Company has the solution, a protocol to ensure you are never tricked again. Get a medical emergency kit today. It includes life-saving ivermectin, a 12-tablet Z-Pack, and a comprehensive guide personally prepared by the Wellness Company's chief medical board on how to use this arc of healing. For under $300, you can secure your own pandemic protocol today, store it away, pay with your HSA. Go to pandemicprotocol.com right now to get your ultimate kit to win the fight against bronchitis, colitis, and even a bioweapon plague. Peace of mind for the unexpected. PandemicProtocol.com.
The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Earth Echo Foods and their superfood product, Cacao Bliss. Cacao Bliss starts with 100% organic rare cacao beans and also contains turmeric, MCT oil, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. These ingredients were carefully chosen to support health, longevity, healthy weight, and even your happiness. You'll fall in love with a truly guilt-free chocolate, help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and combat inflammation with one delicious drink. It's gluten-free, by the way, also paleo, keto, and vegetarian diet friendly. You can receive an additional 15% off when you visit earthechofoods.com/stew and use discount code STEW. Welcome back. So every cognitive thinker, every person who still has the ability to believe what their eyes are showing them, that can critically think independently instead of believing every lie that the Fox News channel tells them about. If you have been looking at our judicial system, you've had a hunch. You've had a gut check. You've seen all of the circumstantial evidence. But if you need absolute 100% irrefutable proof that our entire system of justice is truly satanic, completely demonic, overtaken, overthrown, communist, authoritarian, pick your word, look no further than the fate of Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao. Tao was one of the officers on the same detail with Derek Chauvin when he became the victim of the repulsive, psychotic, terroristic national mob that ripped our country to shreds that year. $12 billion in damage across America over a three-month period. People getting raped. Kids getting assaulted. People being murdered. Corner stores burned to the ground. Looted. Robbed. Occupied police precincts set ablaze while terrorist networks like Antifa and Black Lives Matter carried out their terrorist attacks with complete impunity. As everybody knows, George Floyd tried to rob a convenience store. Yeah, because he's a career criminal home-invading thug. A parasite. A cancerous, ugly growth on the face of humanity. A person who tried to blow away an unborn baby out of a pregnant woman's womb. And because he's a murderous, career criminal, parasitic, home-invading thug, of course, he became belligerent when the police arrived, causing Chauvin to subdue him with his knee. And as everybody knows, according to the coroner's report, that knee did not kill Floyd. No, his own overdose of lethal fentanyl killed him. Now, Tao, of course, had no way of even knowing what was happening. He was busy holding back the crowd and keeping the scene and the proximity and the city and innocent people safe, as he swore to do. Nevertheless, like every member of the four-man cop squad, Tao was fired and then criminally prosecuted and turned into a national villain. But throughout this entire process, Tao has operated as a beacon of complete integrity. He was offered a plea deal that would minimize any prison time for him, but he refused. He refused because he was adamant that to plead guilty would be a lie. He did nothing wrong, and he would never confess to a crime that he didn't commit. And because of that stand, coupled with a justice system rigged against him, Tao was convicted. So this week he was up for sentencing. He was asked to deliver a statement. During that statement, Tao remained firm. He spoke about his faith and how it had grown over his tribulation of the past 3 years. But he refused to offer an apology because he said to do so would not only be a lie, but would be a condemnation of the other officers that he also knows did nothing wrong. Quote, my conscience is clear. I will not be a Judas, nor join a mob in self-preservation or betray my God. He said that if anyone wanted a person to pray for them, they would know where to find him in the years to come. In response, this is what Judge Peter Cahill said.
Anyone else that would like prayers, you'll know where to find them. Thank you, Judge. God bless you.
To be perfectly honest, after 3 years of reflection, I was hoping for a little more remorse, regret. You are sentenced to 57 months in prison with credit for 340 days already served.
At another point, Judge Cahill said explicitly he wished there was less preaching from Tao. Judge Cahill sentenced him to 4 years and 9 months, even more than what prosecutors were asking for. Keep in mind, I'm here in Minnesota, Minneapolis specifically. There are child rapists in this city and in this state who get 6 months in jail. Officer Tao acted as we all should aspire to act as Christians. Christ told us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. But like Jesus Christ himself, Tao is suffering not due to his own sins, but the sins of others. Make no mistake, we want to be perfectly clear. Tu Tao deserves a complete and full pardon. Instead, he's getting a prison cell, and BLM rioters and looters are getting paychecks thanks to the same rigged justice system. Matt Wallace has become a friend of mine. He's a friend of this program. He's a super user on X, the former Twitter. He's had a lot to say about Tao's case, and he joins us now. Matt, what say you about all of this?
Well, the scariest part is that this is what we are seeing. There are thousands and thousands of cases similar to this, or sometimes even worse, where people are prosecuted and held to a different standard of justice based on things that are entirely arbitrary or that they can't control that they were born with. And so it's very scary that not only is this publicized and we're seeing what's happening here, but all the cases we can't see. And one of my goals is to continue to expose those as much as possible and make sure this double-tiered two standard of justice system is completely and totally destroyed and annihilated. It's been remarkable to watch his courage and his ability, Officer Tao, to actually stand up and stand his ground. Most people would have folded, would have apologized, would have tried to say, okay, I'm guilty, take the plea deal, do this, do that. Knowing, of course, he's never going to be able to get his job as a police officer ever again. It's going to be hard for him to get hired anywhere ever again. He is treated now the same as a sex offender would be treated, all because he stood there, probably worse actually than sex offender, way worse, all because he stood there and tried to stop people from coming, doing his only job, what he was supposed to do. I mean, what, are they going to have the 911 dispatcher who answered the phone call going to prison for 5 years next? If you're just in the scene of it, the people who watched, are they going to go to prison too? I mean, how far does this go? Is anyone associated with this just because it was so emotional that they have to pay the consequences for what George Floyd mainly did? And even if you want to say the officer, Derek Chauvin, who pinned him down, if you want to say consequences to him, even that is a stretch because the clear data shows, the information shows, he did not die from the knee. We all know that now. So it's so much of a stretch. There was another case similar to this, kind of in some ways, where three men decided to go and stop someone who they believed was robbing homes. This is someone who looked belligerent on videos in the past. This is someone who clearly is a criminal, has a criminal history, is a dangerous person, and they tried to stop him. Now, of course, they should have called the cops, right? That wasn't the right thing to do. But all three of them, only one of those men actually confronted him. He tried to take the gun from him. He ended up getting shot, did the criminal. And all three of them, though, all three of the men are now in prison for life. Right now, they are in prison for life. Just by being next to him, because of circumstances that you were born with, you now have a significantly decreased chance of a fair shot at the legal system. It's disgusting, it's sad, and it makes you wonder, why would you ever want to live in a place where woke people are in charge?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you're 100% dead on with everything that you said. Yes, sex offenders get treated more pleasantly than these cops were treated. But, you know, when you look around and you talk about people caving, as you mentioned with Tu Tao, I really want to honor him a little bit more in that sense. When you look at Drew Brees, for example, here's a guy that makes hundreds of millions of dollars. He was going into his final year of his career. He played in a deep red state, you know, with you know, Republican America First conservatives running his state. And yet he buckled. He buckled and he caved. If there was any professional athlete that could have spoken out against any of this wokeness, it was Drew Brees. But at the slightest bit of blowback, here's a 100 millionaire, you know, who has nothing to lose at all, who can't take a stand. You have Jamie Foxx now bowing to the Zionist mob, even though he's trying to apologize, saying that he did nothing wrong and he wasn't talking about Jews. Here he is, you know, caving. I mean, the list goes on and on with all of these, you know, cowards who cave to the political pressure or social pressure. But yet here you have a man who swore an oath to protect people, who did exactly that in the summer of 2020, and he stood firm, standing up tall, back straight, shoulders rolled back, head held high in the face of prison time, with everything to lose, including his family, the way to provide for them, his freedom, all of it. His criminal record being completely tarnished by a fake charge, and yet he still stood there. And I think that we owe that a lot of honor. I think that there's a lot of recognition that needs to be given to Tutao for all of this. So when you speak about this two-tiered justice system, I mean, I hear it all the time. I hear it on mainstream media, including the Fox News fake channel. I hear it on all kinds of alternative broadcasts. We've spoken about this two-tiered system of justice on this program. What is the remedy for this? What does an actual process look like? Because you're doing a fantastic job of exposing it. We try to do it here every day. What is the remedy for actually dealing with it head on and fixing it and tearing it down and replacing it with a representative justice system that upholds the law equally for everyone?
I mean, there's a point when you almost wonder, do you have to just start a new country? I mean, it's gotten so bad. There are ways to do it. Voting for people who are anti-woke obviously plays a big role.
But voting is fake. Voting is fake, you know, as we saw.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's definitely huge problems with it. I mean, especially when you have all of these mail-in ballots that are being exclusively used by some groups of people more than others. I mean, it's just remarkable how they've been able to change the way elections are done in a way that massively advantages woke people over non-woke people. It's very scary.
So let's talk real solutions, real remedy.
Real solutions. Well, the one thing that you can do right now that's a real solution is to never apologize. I mean, that's the first thing. Never, ever apologize. If you are someone, especially who has influence, do not listen to all those texts you're getting. And I'll tell you right now, the main problem is the managerial class. All of these people have managers. They have people who are telling them, be here this time, be here that time. They have agents. It's the agents and the managers that all work together and they build relationships with you. It's fake. They're making money from it. And with those relationships, they will pressure you heavily and tell you you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your family. You're going to lose your money. I'm not going to be friends with you anymore. Everyone's going to hate you. And they can convince almost anyone through this emotional manipulation of fake friendships with employees. That is the biggest problem. Do not listen to the text. If someone's telling you that, screw them. Hire someone else. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to.
I think I would just add one more thing to that. If you're a person of influence, whether you're on social media, you have a huge influence, a giant audience on Twitter. We have a giant audience here on this network and on this program specifically. And there are others that do as well. And if you're not under the umbrella of some Vanguard, BlackRock, Rothschild-owned, you know, media conglomerate like Fox News or CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, any of the like, if you are on your own and you have producers or you have show writers or you have, you know, booking people that are trying to schedule interviews based on, you know, relevant topics, do not censor yourself. Don't censor your language. Go hard at the 100% black and white truth. Have the uncomfortable conversations because you know what? People have been programmed and gaslit and, you know, indoctrinated by all of these mainstream media outlets and the crap that they read on the internet and Google search results and Rolling Stone and, you know, the Daily Beast and all of these other nonsense, woke, communist, left, domestic terrorist outlets. And so what we need to do is we need to confront that with the head-on truth. No matter how uncomfortable the conversation is, no matter how dirty the truth is, no matter who is attached to the truth, don't practice the spirit of idolatry. Yes, we should criticize people like Donald Trump if he makes a bad decision, okay? We should criticize people like Marjorie Taylor Greene if she's doing absolutely nothing and being a fake phony rhino while she's saying that she's an America First patriot and then yet giving checks to the McCarthy-controlled NRCC. We should be calling that out. So we need to have the uncomfortable conversations. We need to show the footage. We need to talk about the truth. And we need to present solutions every day. That's the only thing that I would add. You're doing a tremendous job of that on Twitter. I recommend that everybody goes and finds Matt Wallace on X, formerly known as Twitter. And thank you, by the way, one of the people who most tremendously helped me out when we were facing a shadow ban on X. Don't know what was going on with there. Obviously, there's probably still some green or purple-haired tranny freak show in the San Francisco office that thinks that she has some power left. And Elon, after you tweeted, said that he was investigating, got right on it, and the shadow ban was gone. So I hope that that person was fired, by the way, because that's not how we do business here in the United States. Amendment 1 and Amendment 2. Amendment 2 is designed to protect Amendment 1, by the way. Nobody ever forget it. Don't give an inch on your Second Amendment. Now, Matt Wallace, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STEW for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Really exciting stuff here. I'm just absolutely thrilled to introduce our brand new product that you can find at getigf1.com. If weight loss is your goal, I highly suggest that you start by adding our weight loss formula plus with berberine. The berberine weight loss product is an all-natural potent Chinese herb with numerous health benefits. Blood sugar control, anti-inflammatory, gut health. Berberine helps the body's cells to utilize sugar. What makes this product different is the purity of the berberine, plus it has IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet. Now, obviously, AutoShip is the best way to get on a regimen to support your weight loss goals because it'll take at least 90 days. You can cancel at any time. Again, cancel at any time. But go to getigf1.com for this weight loss formula plus with berberine. Plus, check out all of the other products available at getigf1.com. Again, that's getigf1.com. Absolutely insane story out of Michigan exposing the massive decentralized fraud effort that was used to hand Joe Biden the presidency. So let's rewind it all the way back to October 8th, 2020, 1 month before the election. The location is Muskegon County, Michigan, a medium-sized county just outside of Grand Rapids. Local police are called by a county official who says they've been getting an unusually, suspiciously large number of voter registration applications. Muskegon County has about 175,000 people. But one single person brought in 8,000 voter registration cards on one day. And another 2,000 cards on another day. So that would represent about 7% of the entire adult population of Muskegon County. These 10,000 registrations were all dropped off by one person, a black woman, being paid about $1,100 a week to give unregistered voters a registration form and then turn it in on their behalf. So the Muskegon police went to investigate. Here's some of what they found. All of this isn't hearsay, by the way. It's directly from the police report. They found that on many forms, the phone numbers were false. They found signatures that didn't match signatures already on file with the Michigan Secretary of State. They found addresses that did not exist or were places of business that could not be a residence or a person's home. Detectives tracked down some of the specific people who were named on these suspicious applications. One said that, yes, I have filled out the form, but I never signed it. But things get even weirder. Detectives eventually searched the office of the group GBI Strategies, which employed the woman collecting these ballot applications. They found a lot more than ballot applications. They found literally dozens of burner phones. You know, the ones that criminals use. Drug dealers. They found incomplete ballot applications. And strangest of all, they found guns. A lot of guns. Specifically, they found semi-automatic rifles and guns with noise suppressors. You know, the real-life version of the silencers that you've seen in spy movies. There were also custom-designed pistols. And on a whiteboard inside the office, one of the phrases written on it was, "Weapons in the field." Now, according to Michigan State Senator Ruth Johnson, who spent 8 years as Michigan Secretary of State, as many as 800,000 ballot applications were supplied to ineligible voters in Michigan, ranging from people who were underage, to those who were non-citizen immigrants, illegal aliens, to those who had moved out of state, to those who were dead. How many of those ineligible people ended up casting votes? Well, the Democrat Party, the Communists, deliberately avoid letting us find that out. Eventually, Muskegon police turned their evidence over to the FBI. So, yep, you can guess where the case went after that. Right down the memory hole. The FBI has other priorities. You know, priorities like hunting down everyone who so much as looked at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Priorities like raiding Mar-a-Lago, reading through President Trump's private messages. This wasn't a small company doing a one-off operation in Muskegon. GBI Strategies received more than $11 million for election operations or fraud in 2020. They had operations elsewhere in Michigan and in other places around the country. And there's also no reason to assume that they're the only Democrat firm capable of some shady shit. Now, remember, every time liberals repeat their lie about fraud never happening in America, the only way fraud never happens is because they either directly abet it or because they deliberately sabotage every effort to investigate it or detect it. That's the only way. And so they're looting America everywhere that they can in the false guise of democracy. Seth Keschel is a former Army captain and Afghanistan veteran who worked in military intelligence. His analytical methods have become renowned worldwide and got him recognition by President Trump himself. He joins us now. Seth, thank you for coming back. We've missed you. Great friend, personal friend of mine, as well as to the show. So about all of this, to this you say what?
Stu, it's great to be back on with you. You know, Muskegon County, the news that broke out of there the other day, it was, you know, obviously a terrible thing to hear. What you said in the introduction to this is very accurate, that it went straight down the memory hole. But that is a working class county that hasn't been won by a Republican since Ronald Reagan. And it began with Obama, a major shift to the left. And of course, it started coming back and Trump almost won the county in 2016, then set a Republican record gain in 2020 just to lose it again. So those registrations feed fraudulent votes, as we know. And I think there's about 12,000 at least in Muskegon County. So when you look at all of Michigan, I've piled up what looks to be about 600,000 votes for Joe Biden that appear to be out of thin air. Right there in Muskegon County, you can't have that county moving on a strong rightward trend and then justify the leftward lurch in the state. So the registrations do tell the tale. When Obama was new on the scenes, that county, which has hardly grown, only added about 8,000 net new registrations for the entire Obama campaign. And it went 27 points for Obama. And then you had a loss in registrations in the 2012 cycle, another loss in registrations in the 2016 cycle, but now almost 12,000 new registrations in the 2020 cycle. So that's 8,000 to 10,000 from one activist that we know of, not talking about the dozen here, the dozen there, or how many of those are in Wayne County, which is Metro Detroit, Oakland County, Macomb County is particularly bad. So what we found with the voter registration scheme, you can see it all over the place in Metro Atlanta, 800,000 plus total registrations in eight counties for the 2020 cycle, when the average is 200,000. So this is a very well thought out plan. And what it really does is it shoots down the narrative that people are going to be able to ballot harvest and early vote their way to an election victory in 2024.
So if we have a four-fold increase, you're talking about just Atlanta, from 200,000 to 800,000. How do they explain this with a straight face? I mean, and why do people believe it?
Well, one of the things that they do, it depends on the state. Now, Michigan, they're doing everything they can to prop up the population so it loses fewer electoral votes. It actually did lose one electoral vote for this decade because people are not moving there and others are moving out. Georgia is a state where people are moving in. So what happens with the Census Bureau? We could do an entire segment on the Census Bureau, but the Census Bureau deadens the growth in these Republican states like North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Tennessee. And Georgia supposedly has its lowest population growth by decade since the 1980s. Although they're going to tell me that there's going to be a million new two-party votes between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in 2020, where neither candidate campaigned for the state. And Trump won comfortably without campaigning there 4 years before. So the registrations, they explain it with population growth. But then when we check the government's own population numbers, it's slowed down. So nothing makes sense. You can either tell me that the census data is rigged or the election data is rigged, or perhaps both of them are, because neither one of them reconcile with the other.
We have gone over a lot of your data. We have had, I've personally been in attendance at some of your in-person presentations throughout the country. I don't believe that anybody explains such a complex thing more, you know, in a more articulate fashion than you do. You really break it down and you help people to understand. We're limited on time, obviously, on this broadcast. So I want to know where other people can go, where everybody can go to see everything that you have done relating to the 2020 election, 2022, et cetera.
Well, most of my research is on skeschel.substack.com, my publication, Captain Case Corner, also on Telegram and True Social, at Real S. Keschel. Those are my two prominent social media accounts.
Okay. So at Real S. Keschel on social media, and skeschel.substack.com, that's where I'm pulling a lot of it off of. We want everybody to go there and look at this. So I've got 1 minute left here. I'm interested in your opinion. Remedy, give me a solution for all of this.
Well, we're way behind the eight ball. You know, back in 2020, five of the six so-called contested states, the only one being accepted is Nevada. But five of the six either had Republican trifectas, meaning the legislature and the governor, or at least Republican legislatures. And none of them withheld certification, delayed certification. None of them launched sufficient investigations into where these votes are coming from, despite Michigan having obvious issues like the center in Detroit that was locked down on election night where nobody could watch. So transparency is the goal. It's going to have to start with a way to clean out registrations. The court cases, the courts are corrupt right now, but we have to get something through in order to launch major changes. And the Kerry Lake cases are the best opportunity thus far. So short of that, our magistrates that we put in office are not doing their jobs. They're not standing up for what is right. So until something compels that, we are going to be stuck in a feedback loop of just simply uncovering crimes that we are fearful may never get addressed.
Yeah, they'll never get prosecuted. If they are by some brave prosecutor somewhere, they'll never get a conviction, and nobody will ever be sentenced because our entire judiciary has been completely overtaken.
I believe at some point in time, something's going to break loose. History suggests that eventually all these things are brought into
light. That's right. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's a precedent for how to handle rogue governments that become tyrannical and oppressive to your God-given, inalienable, inherent rights. Seth Keschel, thank you so much for being a true warrior. We appreciate you coming back.
Thank you, Stu. Good to see you.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. Lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon. So kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money back guarantee. And I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
I'm going to fill this box here and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. So until recently, John Frankman was a captain and Green Beret of the 7th Special Forces Group, one of the best of the absolute best. Part of the handful of fighters who do the lion's share of the lifting, you know, to keep the United States military a feared force, even as the rest of it rots from the inside out from affirmative action and lowered standards and tranny freak shows and diversity initiatives. But now John is out. And of course, you know why. Yeah, it is the COVID shot mandates. John didn't just fight for himself, but for the men under him as well, whom he told that so long as he was their officer, they would be neither rewarded nor persecuted or punished for whatever decision that they made regarding the jab. Well, most of the men under John accordingly refused the shot, thank God. But this put a huge target on their backs, a target as large as anyone that they faced from any military opponent. John was told that he was destroying his career. He was hit with all kinds of threats to kick he and his men out or to be rotated to undesirable assignments. Pressure was ramped up and up over time. And finally, John was told, you have 72 hours to get that shot or you're going to be kicked out. Well, he held firm against this illegal order. And his commitment cost him his position in the Special Forces and also an assignment as a professor at West Point. But John never gave in. And finally, he chose to depart the military that he's given so much to for the sake of his own freedom. But that freedom means that John can now finally speak publicly about his journey and his own private war. I want to hear a lot about that, of course, into that, and he joins us now. John Frankman, thank you for your service. Thank you for being here. And, you know, for fighting not only for yourself, but for the men under you. You saved their lives.
Thank you so much, Stu Peters. I'm very happy to be here. Yeah, it was definitely a battle and definitely very different. So as soon as 2021 rolled in, I was already a Special Forces Detachment Commander, and my team saw that this shot was being pushed. And we all had concerns about it. We had concerns about the safety. We didn't know why we needed it. We were also concerned that it was emergency use authorized. Therefore, if the drug company has no liability, you know that better than I do, but that's something that my team and I, we were aware of. So my team sergeant, he got a lot of pressure. I was pressured at one point by the company sergeant major as well, but the pressure more so than from 7th Special Forces Group itself. And I definitely appreciate what my leadership did that they believe they could have done to help me out. But it was from the policies at the top. So that was such as 1st Special Forces Command making it a requirement to be vaccinated in order to deploy. That cost my team and I a mission. We were doing military free fall jumps out of planes at 14,000 feet at night with oxygen. And we were told you can't go to your next deployments unless you receive the jab. And when I asked about natural immunity, they said, oh, they're not willing to accept that risk. Well, you know, the risk they were accepting is us jumping out of planes at night. So it was just a little bit crazy to me. And then as far as the counseling goes, my team was out in the middle of the woods at the Joint Readiness Training Center, not a very pleasant assignment and one that some of us think we got because we did refuse the jab up until that point. We were told we had 72 hours to comply. It wasn't going to be an immediate kick out, but it would have been 72 hours, then further administrative action. Then it would have been ordered to take it. So after ordered to take it, then they might have gone to the GOMOR or the General Officer Memorandum of Reprimand. So when we get, so fortunately, they were able to push the counselings off because this was just totally lowering morale. We were in the middle of the woods for 2 weeks training. I told my company commander, why are we getting counseled in the middle of the woods? How am I supposed to show my guys that fighting to win wars is more important than administrative BS when this is happening? How are we supposed to make this decision in the middle of the woods without the proper medical, religious, and legal resources? But then when we got back to group, we got counseled again. All of my guys read the counseling statement. They read that a couple of things that were off in the counseling statement, such as you're ordered to receive an FDA-approved shot, that the shot is safe and effective. So I declined, said it's not safe. We've had however many die according to Varis so far. It's not effective. People are still getting sick after having received the shot. And there's also no FDA-approved shot available. So shortly after that, my team time was cut short. And although I was accepted to teach at West Point, other policies from the top made it difficult for people who aren't vaccinated to survive. So I was not allowed to PCS or move to go to grad school for 2 years because my religious exemption was pending for over a year. I wasn't able to go TDY or travel to any other assignments or even to inter-level education when all of the captains went on a trip there, and was not able to deploy. And if you're a Special Forces Green Beret trying to advance your career, not being able to deploy is somewhat of a hindrance.
Yeah. So fast forward to where we are now. Fast forward to the release of the earth-shattering documentary from this network called Died Suddenly. Shortly after that film came out and was viewed, you know, 100 million mm-hmm. times in several different languages on every single continent in hundreds of yep. different countries, the military mandate goes away suddenly. Boom. So are any of these soldiers going to have, you know, some sort of recourse or get their jobs back in the military and get back pay?
I really do hope so, Stu. And that's one of the reasons why I'm speaking out right now. One of the mottos, the motto of Special Forces is De Oppresso Liber, is to free the oppressed. So that's what myself and others who are speaking out are trying to do.
We're to free the oppressed. And it happens that your own unit, your own men, you personally, and thousands of others were being oppressed by the very mission that is supposed to relieve that oppression.
The policy, it made no sense, and it only seemed to hurt the military in my estimation by lowering morale, having I don't know how many soldiers hurt or wounded by this shot, because we're not getting clear answers on that, and then just recruiting crisis right now. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, the numbers that are actually, you know, wanting to get into the military are drastically low. And then if you look at the quality of the people that are trying to get in, the quality of the applicant, if you will, it's actually very scary. And so, you know, we've been told and programmed and indoctrinated. Let's just get down to brass tacks. We support a strong military. We are the only superpower left on the face of the planet. We have the weaponry and the technology and the special forces and the men and the women that are going to go and blow everybody to shithole smithereens. And that's what, Toby Keith, we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way, right? Mm-hmm. And we're told that the reason for all of this, right, is to preserve our constitutional rights, to preserve our individual liberty, to preserve the sanctimonious safety and sovereignty of our nation, to protect our borders against physical right. invasion, to protect the people of this country against any harm that might be brought due to her physical invasion, and for God's sakes, to spread democracy and to give us freedom. When in fact, the same group of people that are telling us all of that are willing to smash your freedoms and the other men in the military who risk their lives in those shithole countries that mean nothing to our national security. I could talk Ukraine all day. Matter of fact, we could start all the way back from Iraq, Syria. We could talk about, you know, Benghazi. We could talk about, you know, Libya. We could talk about Afghanistan. I mean, all of these wars we could talk about, but, you know, we don't have that kind of time. But I'll just say, mm-hmm. this was to spread democracy and to give us freedom. And yet your freedom, the men who are actually risking it all to go and die in a pile of spent shell casings, have none. No freedom. Why?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of it is those policy decisions from the top to try to get the shot. I think that we saw that as the only solution to the problem that was COVID. But I don't only place the blame at the top from the Secretary of Defense pushing this mandate, which I'm pretty sure he knew was in an illegal manner. And I really do not like how he only had the authority to make us take an FDA-approved shot, but made us instead try to take emergency use authorized shots. But not only the shots, but the tests. And all of those who refused the shots were supposed to test twice a week. That was not legal either. But in the middle, like officers such as myself should know the Constitution well enough. We should be able to think critically and know whether to follow a legal or an illegal order. And I definitely give some grace to folks who didn't quite understand that. There was a lot of misinformation early from the Biden White House people not knowing what was legal, what wasn't.
While people like me were getting kicked off of Twitter for misinformation and we were telling the truth, the administration was the biggest purveyor of misinformation that cost millions of people their lives and their livelihoods. And so what is the military code for somebody giving an illegal order? What does it say?
It depends on what the order is.
What's the level of accountability for an illegal order that costs soldiers their lives?
I would have to go back and check that out. I just try to do the right thing and worry about my career.
Well, I can tell you what I think it ought to be. So what's the remedy? What do we do now? I mean, you're here to obviously advocate out loud for not just yourself, but across the entire military, all of its branches.
Right.
What do you think the solution is here? What's the remedy?
Well, first, we need awareness. People need to understand the kind of pressure that service members endured during this COVID shot mandate, not just during the mandate, but beforehand. That beforehand, service members were pressured, and most of them, against their will, ended up getting the shot, either to not be viewed as number 10 of 10 in their ratings or something like that. But just knowing the pressure, the problems that happened, the soldiers who are suffering. So once that's understood, then trying to get some accountability at the top. So holding those who are at the top responsible for giving this illegal mandate.
Nothing less, by the way, than a military tribunal for these people. And when they're convicted, they should face extreme accountability. But forthwith, everybody who was removed from the military or forced to resign or step away to preserve their own lives, and so they could continue to be around for their kids, those people should immediately be reinstated and awarded all of the back pay that they missed out on. And they should be promoted. Every one of them should be promoted for actually holding firm and for serving their country in an honorable way, more honorable than any other way, like you are right now, than you could do in a uniform, you know, 5,000 miles away in some country that doesn't mean shit to our national security. I think that needs to happen immediately. You know, you talk to Celeste Solemn or listen to her talk, or Dr. David Martin, or, you know, Karen Kingston, or any of these experts, real biotechnological experts who have looked into the origins of COVID-19 and what it is now. The DOD knows exactly what the hell this is because it was a DOD operation to begin with. And so they knew. And now they're being exposed for unleashing a weapon of biowarfare, not only on American citizens, but on military personnel as well. It's a travesty. I've got 1 minute left. Final words.
So, yeah, I would say talk to the doctors, talk to Dr. Teresa Long, they just know that piece better. What I know from my experience is that we were forced to take this shot, and we want to have accountability. We want a House Armed Service Committee hearing. We want to put in different amendments in the NDAA to help remedy the situation, and we need better understanding of our constitutional rights. The officer corps needs to learn the constitutional rights, needs to follow orders, and be more worried about love of country than trying to climb the rank.
Well, I appreciate you being here and for telling your story. And most importantly, I just appreciate you protecting the lives of the men that served under you. Thank you so much for being here, John Frankman.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You know, and I know that John's language needs to be a little bit more curbed. John probably has to be a little bit more conservative in the approach, and I respect that completely. He's here fighting for people. But I don't know when the last time some GOP House committee led to anything positive or any positive change in my life or the lives of my kids or any American. And so we don't need more congressional hearings. We don't need this House Armed Service Committee hearing. This will take decades to play out. What we need is Nuremberg 2. And we need ultimate and extreme accountability for those that unleash this weapon of biowarfare, and we need it forthwith. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next.
I'm gifted life. I'm here now. I can't control what, but I'll resolve how. Captain of my ship, when the wind's no show, I can't control the wind, so hands and deck and roll. Smooth sailing, it's not a prize. Delusions for the weak, and I live real life. I'm not a pig, I won't live in mud. I'm a champion, a mesh of will and blood. I break my finger, but I choose my best, and I beat my chest, and I'll take life's hits, and with my mouth, I will drink my tears.
Really exciting stuff here. I'm just absolutely thrilled to introduce our brand new product that you can find at getigf1.com. If weight loss is your goal, I highly suggest that you start by adding our weight loss formula plus with berberine. The berberine weight loss product is an all-natural potent Chinese herb with numerous health benefits. Blood sugar control, anti-inflammatory, gut health. Berberine helps the body's cells to utilize sugar. What makes this product different is the purity of the berberine, plus it has IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet. Now, obviously, AutoShip is the best way to get on a regimen to support your weight loss goals because it'll take at least 90 days. You can cancel at any time. Again, cancel at any time. But go to GetIGF1.com for this weight loss formula plus with berberine. Plus, check out all of the other products available at GetIGF1.com. Again, that's GetIGF1.com. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.